Hi, I'm DJ El Toro. You've got it tuned to KEXP 90.3 FM Seattle, and I am just beside myself with joy because I have been a fan of this next band for longer than I care to remember. Without further ado, please welcome Throwing Muses.
Hi.
Hi, it's such a treat to have you here today.
Oh, thank you. It's a treat to be here today.
Can we coerce you into playing a few songs?
I don't think so.
Please, no. Please.
This is all for show.
Dave, a song?
Poetry?
Sure, live poetry. No.
A song right now?
Let's do it.
We just woke up, dude.
Sunray Venus by Throwing Muses here on KEXP. All right, slam poetry or another song?
I was thinking tap dancing. Dave took tap for many years. In fact, your life is tap, correct?
So many that I forgot.
Oh, shuffle step.
Well, maybe you can incorporate a tap solo into this next song.
Seriously, another song? We are so old, Kurt. Why are you doing this? What's the next song called? Anybody
Mylan.
Know? Okay.
No, it's not Mylan. It's not.
Oh, it's Free Show.
Yeah.
Throwing Muses on KEXP. Thank you so much for coming in today, y'all. We are such big fans of you. It's a treat to have you here with us.
We're big fans of y'all.
Well, there we go then. It's love all around. So this is the first new studio album from Throwing Muses in 10 years, Purgatory Paradise. What kind of parameters does it put on the creative process when you haven't made a record together for that long? Did you approach anything differently?
We didn't feel out of music. We just felt out of the music business. We kept working.
Plus, she writes constantly.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
It wasn't really a break for her as much as it was for us.
We played shows.
Although not even as much for you, because you just did a 50-foot wave record.
Yeah.
So.
But we did have a bazillion songs that we had to cut down to half a bazillion. And I ended up recording about 70.
Wow.
Well, I wanted, this guy sounds stupid, I wanted human feel, like that nice Velvet Underground looseness for this material. And so I recorded my parts first to make it really hard for them.
Mm. Ah.
So by the time they played on it, I had cut it down to maybe 50 songs, and then we cut it down to 30, whatever.
Okay.
And it sounds like a human. I mean, it feels like a human, right?
It feels very human.
What do you mean by that?
It's deeply flawed.
Thank you.
No, what we were going for.
Well, I was reading. I read somewhere that if somebody said that if you got a perfect take, you threw it out.
Yeah. It doesn't feel good. It feels like robots.
Perfection's an unnatural state.
Recording is an unnatural state, so you need to add atmosphere, and some of that atmosphere is literally breathing. Some of it is the room, miking the room, so that there's an impression of the space, and some of it is making it sound like sound check.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, spontaneous. At what point did you know that it was going to be, that the record was actually going to take this form as a book, that it would be available digitally, but that also the record would be presented in this beautiful book? Was that from the inception? Did that develop as the record was forming?
My last solo record came out as a book.
Right.
And I liked that you could just hand it to somebody and it wouldn't, you know, make them angry. I don't think you should talk about music the way we don't talk about, like, politics and religion. Nobody wants your soundtrack forced on them, but a book is different. You can hand it to them and it's a gift. And that's what we wanted to be doing all along, just handing a gift and not being attached, just walking away. And I don't know if it was a plan, but that's mostly because we don't plan things because we're kind of dumb.
Yeah, I mean, in my memory, I think, you know, like you said, it was what you had done on your last solo. But I don't think it became the idea until we were at least halfway through the process of recording this.
But when it became clear that the music was about our small island and our big planet, which is really what engages us in life. And probably everyone, but we literally live on an island and we literally travel around the planet. Then Dave, who is a graphic designer, realized that we had the images to back that up. And the last piece of the puzzle was me having to write a book that reflected all the ins and outs of this music. And my initial response was No.
I was going to say, cause, yeah, it's revealing stuff about the songs. That's dicey.
Well, I can't. I can't step inside a song and reveal any more than it already has done. That's like saying, explain this human. You don't do it. They walk into the room and they are, and then they walk into the room and they are different. But I can sit in the atmosphere of a song and tell a story. So I did that, which is not as much a cop-out as much as it is complimentary to the record.
Sure.
And but also, it's a cop-out.
Your words, not mine. Were you responding to one another? Were you designing things and then sharing them with Kristen and you were writing? Or were you...
Yeah, well, I mean, to what she just said, we got a page count first.
Okay.
And so I was told it was 60-some-odd pages, and then she sent me all the essays. And I thought, oh, okay, so really it's just going to be a title page, a cover, and maybe there'll be a spread or something. And I sent it back to her, and she said, no, I don't want people to actually see the words. Like, I want, like, can you, she didn't want to obscure them, but we wanted to find, like, a kind of a middle ground. So the pages looked pretty, but it didn't seem as much like a book of essays.
And together we identified, like, thematic currents, like,
yeah.
Blue versus gold, like, blue on the outside and gold on the inside.
And we collected our photographs from tours from way back to recent ones, and there's never any literal layering, but there are related images, and some of them we shifted to different pages, but the pictures weren't totally random.
There's a lot of, it's a balancing act too. Our pet name for Purgatory Paradise was Precious Pretentious, because we're so obsessed with what we do, and we have apologized for it forever since we were 14 years old, and we just stopped like that. We just are not going to apologize for it
anymore.
Nor
should you.
But you do have to balance, like, some of my essays verge on prose poetry, and you don't, you know, you wouldn't talk that way to somebody, so I had to put a tour story that was real goofy right next to those, just to make sure nobody got turned off. Mm. You know, we turn enough people off by accident. You want to do it on purpose.
Pshaw. Can we hear another song?
I think so. That would be...
Oh, this is the one I didn't say the title correctly before, even though it sure looked like I was saying it correctly. This is Milan?
You can call it Milan if you want. Lots of Italian people do. But it's... It was written in my neighborhood in New Orleans, which is pronounced Milan, spelled Milan.
Twisted up, ham-fisted. You don't want the
step backward.
From the new album Purgatory Paradise, that's Mylan by Throwin' Muses here on KEXP Seattle. All right, well, Kristen is changing guitars. I have a question for you, Dave, because yep. we were talking about balancing the imagery and the text in the book, which begs the question, were there any moments of like crazy David Carson, ray gun, almost illegible design, or did you keep that in check?
We kept that in check. I think at the when I got the first the story I just told, when I sent them to her as pages with just text,
right?
In that conversation, we decided let's not make it look like a book of essays, but let's not obscure them so that it's just kind of, I'm a big David Carson fan, but just so that it's not annoying, you know. We kind of sorted that out in the first conversation
very quickly.
Yeah.
I believe you have one more song prepared for us.
We do, actually. It's called Static. You're so fired.
You made it. Static by Throwing Muses here on KEXP. There was some impromptu arranging
we
going on.
We forgot how to count.
Oh, pshaw.
Counting
it's not a test.
Counting is overrated.
Thank you so much for coming in and playing for us today.
It's always lovely to be here.
Especially in your condition. I appreciate you honoring your commitment despite your injury.
Yeah, we got some Suffering Digits in this band. I'm going to change our name to Suffering Digits.
I was
going to
say, that's pretty good. I think that was a band in the Midwest in the mid-80s. Thank you so much, Throwing Muses. Always a treat.
Thank you.
I'm DJ El Toro. You've got it tuned to KEXP 90.3 FM Seattle and KEXP.org.